Now joining the National FFA organization is Dr. Travis Park, and he's named the Director of Agriculture Education FFA Board Chair and National FFA Advisor. He is officially beginning on January 1st. Well, what does it feel like to be in this role after serving long-term in agriculture education?
Michelle, thank you so much. I'm excited to have the opportunity to give back to the organization and to ag education as a community. It's a bit overwhelming and humbling, you know, but I've got a lot of friends throughout the country in ag education and FFA, and it's great to reconnect with them and hopefully serve our profession.
What are your goals that you're planning to do within this position?
The National FFA just finished a strategic planning process, so I'll be providing the communications and championing and contributing some of the vision of that strategic plan. The National Council for Ag Education just finished a five-year strategic plan as well, and I was part of that process as the council president, but in both cases, I'm excited about those strategic plans. In one way, it's kind of easy, in a way, to write the strategic plan. The tougher work is really to make that plan or parts of it come to life in reality. So that'll be our challenge going forward.
And what will these next few months look like for you as you begin your position on January 1st?
I was a member, an FFA member, right, and a national FFA officer, and have kept up with some of the board business that we, the ag ed community, see, but certainly I'll have to learn a lot about initiatives and the work of the National FFA Board of Directors. And then the other piece of the job is being the director, National Director for Ag Education. I really want to focus energies there to bring our ag ed community, the different professional organizations who contribute to school-based ag education, continue to bring them together about some of the big issues, right? Diversity, equity, careers in agriculture, being relevant to the ag industry. All of that is important work where we need community effort and perspective.
What are the needs you're seeing that you can really help fill a gap to serve really the National FFA organization and agriculture education at the local level?
So, Michelle, I have three daughters. One is here for the very first time as an FFA member, but they're all involved in some way FFA. Our middle schooler, they're starting an FFA club at her middle school. And I just see youth as really needing some help in communications and relationship building and certainly leadership development. COVID put a bit of a challenge in front of some of our young people, and just seeing them come together without their cell phones and without social media, but really connect with people and have some good conversations. That's the human experience. And I think we have an opportunity in FFA, because of its rich history, to continue to provide opportunities where kids can come together and develop those communications and leadership skills and knowledge.
Now, you're serving in many different roles. What are you going to be balancing at the same time serving as the advisor?
I'll continue as a professor at NC State in ag education, so preparing ag teachers. And so that'll be a challenging balance in a way. I'll prepare lesson plans and work with our student teachers at NC State, contribute to recruitment of teachers and retention of ag teachers in North Carolina, while also working with colleagues across the nation to do that kind of everywhere and see if we can elevate everyone and advance ag education.
Now, you mentioned your goals, you mentioned a few things of what you're kind of leading up to, but what's the most thing you're looking forward to serving in this position as the National FFA advisor?
Michelle, I started in FFA in the fall of 86, so a long time ago, and I've got a lot of friends throughout the country in ag education and FFA, and everything I am and a lot of us are is because of FFA and ag education, so I'm just looking forward to continuing those relationships and having a chance to gather ideas from folks and see if we can implement some of those best ideas and practices with National FFA and ag education.
A lot of ways to support the organization. Well, thanks for joining on. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I think this is a wonderful organization. We've just got to figure out how to make it open and available to all students across the country.
And that was Dr. Travis Park. He was recently named the Director of Agriculture Education, FFA Board Chair, and National FFA Advisor. He'll begin his responsibilities on January 1st. I'm Michelle Stangler with National FFA.